and to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Welcome to the show. Thank you all so much for being with me. I absolutely appreciate it. It's amazing. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773, 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. My biblical question for this week, the biblical question, and it's a doozy. Why do you carry out the works of the flesh? Why do you carry out the works of the flesh? That's the biblical question for this week. It's a doozy.
Amazing.
And again, the biblical questions are there for those who really want to work on themselves, who really want to overcome. And I know that most people don't want to see the truth for themselves and know themselves. So I do understand that. It's not for you. It's only for those who want the truth. Seek first the kingdom of the truth and all its righteousness, and you know it. So this is to encourage you. It's not for all. Most people are not going to want this. Most people will not want it. It's not for you. Stay in your hell. Be miserable. Have fear. Have doubt. Have worry. Be depressed. Spend $3,000 to go up to the woods and cry over your misery. And once you're back home, your misery is still there. And you're $3,000 broke. What up? Do it. Stay in your hell. It's not for all. Only a few men and women will see what's right and put that before anything, before anyone or anything. Is that amazing? That is amazing. That is amazing. So it's for you. It's not for all. And we have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And also, some of you are out working out today, right now. You're making breakfast, lunch, and dinner. You're rushing to get to somewhere. You are whatever. Whatever you're doing. And you're not able to sit and watch the show live. Well, we have the answer. You could be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad, no matter where you are, and no matter what you're doing. You could be listening to it live. I adjust my iPad there. You could be listening to it live on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. Buymeacoffee.com JLPtalk or RebuildingTheMan.com. RebuildingTheMan.com. Manhood Hour is coming up in the third hour. It is Wednesday again. And every Wednesday is Manhood Hour. Manhood Hour. What a mess the world, my country, and the world is cruel. It's an evil, evil world out there. But in your world, it doesn't have to be. I know some of you don't believe it, but in spite of all the things that are happening around you through other people, and some people try to inflict it upon you as well, in spite of all the things that are happening right now in this world due to the evil of human heart, you can still be free. You can have perfect peace in the midst of all what's happening. Really. And I know most people don't believe it because they have accepted their misery as a norm. They don't know that darkness has no power at all, zero power, that the truth, the light, is the way to go. But most people have decided on darkness. They have decided to take the dark road that leads to destruction. And I understand it. And that's and they don't want out. But you can really, really, really have perfect peace in the midst of everything that's going on. Your family member screwed up, whatever going on. Your job situation doesn't seem well. The government want war. They're trying to divide the races like never before. They're offering people drugs and alcohol and all kinds of stuff in order to control you. And that's due to the evil of a human heart. But in spite of all that, if you work on you as an individual, you're not responsible for anyone else. If you have children, you're responsible for your children. You know, to make sure they have a roof over their heads and that they are, that they have food on the table. You know, you're responsible for your children, but you're not responsible for anyone else. And if you know the truth, you're on your way to it, you can see it, and you have the knowledge. Someone want to know, how are you so peaceful? You can give the people the knowledge of the truth, point the way, but you can't make them take the way. It's not your responsibility to make anyone take the way. But you can, if they ask, only if they ask, you can give them the knowledge of the way. But that's it. You're only responsible for you as an adult. No one else. Zero else. And the people who are out there trying to save the world, it's all a fake. It's a front. It's not real. They're trying to feel better. They're in misery. And they're trying to feel better, so they're out feeding the hunger. They're out trying to save the world, save the unborn child, or kill the child, unborn child. Fighting against everything because they're miserable. They're trying to make them find it. It's like no other difference than drugs or anything else. I am blown away, but yet understand that in the United States of America, a Judeo-Christian nation, think about that. Smoke on that. We now have a government that give human beings drugs, marijuana, and all kinds of, and make it easy for them to use drugs by giving them needles and things like that. And they're letting them out of prisons and jails. And they're coming out of prisons and jails, and they're robbing the citizens who are trying to have a life. And there's no police protection or anything. That is, and this is coming from the government. And if you disagree with it, they get mad at you. They don't want you to disagree. It's like going to church, right? And you have the preachers don't want you to disagree with them. So they keep you sitting in the, out there in the audience, and they just read the Bible to you and give you their intellectual, quote-unquote, understanding of the Bible, and they don't want you to know that they don't know what they're talking about. So they make sure you're quiet. They make you amen. They make you shout amen, say amen, but they don't want you asking them questions. So you go there miserably, with misery, and you leave with the same misery. And sometimes you feel good from hearing the word, but that's just a temporary feeling. Our government is the same. All emotions, the good ones and the bad ones, are evil. And the world rides on your emotions. They use your emotion to gain power and wealth. Perceived power. It's not like real power. Perceived power. And you fall for it. The one thing that has been happening to the blacks for the last 70 years or so, especially when the so-called civil rights movement started, which was a big mistake and should not have happened, they have used the blacks for everything to promote everything that's wrong. No matter what the deal is, abortion, women's movement, women's so-called women's rights, and they're going to get the phones out there for the word. Women's rights, whatever it is, they want to let everybody out of prison, when they want to promote drugs, when they want to legalize drugs and everything, they say, well, we should do it because the blacks went to jail. The blacks are more likely to go to jail for drugs, and white people are not. They use the blacks for everything that's wrong. And the blacks don't mind because the blacks think just because they're using them, they're showing love. They're only showing hate. CNN is reporting that Maryland Democratic governor pardoned more than 175,000 marijuana convictions on Monday. Watch this from CNN.
More than 175,000 marijuana convictions have been forgiven in the state of Maryland. Democratic Governor Wes Moore signed a mass pardon today for low-level charges impacting an estimated 100,000 people. It is the largest state-level pardon that we have seen in this kind in U.S. history.
This was a great day, not just for the individuals and the families. This was an important day for the soul of our state. And, you know, they've been going on, the Last Prisoner Project has actually been going around the country and asking individuals who are still languishing, still dealing with the impact of cannabis convictions, and asking them to write letters to lawmakers, telling their stories and asking lawmakers to act on it.
Amazing, huh? This is good for the state. And yet, the voters would turn right around again and vote for this guy. This guy is evil. He's for himself and no one else. And yet, the voters of Maryland would turn around and vote for him again. And they get what they deserve. Look at California, same thing. Gavin Newsom is the worst of the worst. And they vote him in and day out. Gavin Newsom would go right and make a video lying to the people. Big smile and lying to the people, and they still vote for him. Remember Larry Elder ran against Gavin Newsom. A good chance, it was a good time to make a change for the good. And the people said, no, we don't want a change. We love this hell. So when they cry about the hell, when they are attacked out there by the criminal, I feel sorry for them. They want this hell. This is what they want. Otherwise, they would. The California government is predominantly Democrats, and everybody knows that the Democrats are never going to make it better. They don't want to make it better. They come up with ideas to make sure it doesn't get better, and yet the people of California keep voting them in. And then they cry when the crime comes. And they don't seem to notice that they voted those people in. They don't change it at all. They don't say, you know what, let's give the Republicans a chance. Because the Democrats have proven that they're never going to make it better. They got that sorry, evil, no good mayor, female mayor of Los Angeles. I forgot her name right now, but what? Kara Bass. Kara Bass is a sorry, evil, no good female. And they voted her in as mayor of Los Angeles. And all she talk about is taking care of the homeless. We got to take care of the homeless. We have built this project for the homeless. That's all she care about. And she doesn't care about them. It just give her a chance to hold a press conference to feel good about doing nothing. And the people vote for her. And they haven't had a chance to vote for a guy who would, I believe, would have done a better job than Kara Bass for sure. People, human beings, due to the wickedness of their hearts, love their misery. Why should you feel sorry for anyone that loves their misery? They love it. They don't want out. Even if they are crying about their loneliness, their fears, their misery, they only cry because the thrill of thinking about it and crying about it is just another good thrill. They don't really want out of it, because if they want out of it, they can be out of it. They can be out of it. Kara Bass ran against a guy who built the Grove, I believe. Yeah, the Rick Caruso. I think Rick would have been done better than Kara Bass for sure. But the people said, no, we don't want better. We don't want better. And they went for Karen because they knew she was not going to make it better. They knew that she was not going to make it better. They don't. The people don't. People lie to you when they cry and say they want out. People lie to you when they're mad and say they're mad about this. I'm mad about that. It's just thrill of saying it, folks. Stop falling for the thrills. And here's an example. I mentioned to you the Democratic governor of Maryland, right? Here's an example of how they use blacks, the blacks, anytime they want to do, create something nasty or dirty or evil or wrong. They use the blacks because they know that the black. I showed you yesterday in Tampa, Florida, they were giving the, I got to adjust my this stupid thing. Sorry. It's weird. What? No. My little patch. And I showed you in Florida, Tampa, Florida, I believe, they were giving the gay people a gay badge for the police. Gay badge, right? And they said it's for gay people, black people, transgender people, whatever, right? They always throw the black in so that they can get push these evil agendas, because the blacks are not going to fight against it. The blacks will only fight against it if it was something good, if it was for the good. This stupid thing bothered me. Okay, that's it.
What the?
The blacks will fight against it if it was for good, if it was helping them to get jobs and start businesses, and they wouldn't want that. So they know that the blacks are not going to say no to it. So that this governor and these people pushing these drugs and stuff doing the same thing. They're using the blast. Watch this from CBS.
As President Biden said during his campaign, no one should be in jail for using or possessing marijuana. The reality is, while white, black, and brown people use marijuana at similar rates, black and brown people have been arrested, prosecuted, and convicted at disproportionately higher rates. The president's actions today further his commitment to reverse longstanding injustices and to right historic wrongs.
Amazing. So the blacks hear that? They're not going to do anything. And now they can get all type of crooked laws passed. All type of crooked laws passed. But this is the way of the world. This is good versus evil. We have evil. And blacks are being used for evil. They are being used for evil. Isn't that amazing? The blacks are being used for evil. And they have been used for 70 years or so. Started with the so-called civil rights movement. The worst thing that ever happened to the blacks, except for abortion. The worst thing. And some black Americans are waking up to that, though. They're starting to, because of social media, and they are able to see more than just what the liberal media on TV want to show them. They're starting to see what's other things, what's really going on, and it's having an impact, slowly but surely. But for a long time, they were only getting the news from the liberal media, and that's all they had to know, believe from. But still, in spite of all that, you, as an adult, and only you, are responsible for you. Yes, you've been deceived, but it's not the deceiver's fault that you allow them to deceive you. If you were to pay attention, ask questions, and work on yourself, it would not and could not happen. It could not happen. It's up to you. Maine, according to the Revolver, I had never heard of this until today, or maybe yesterday. According to the Revolver, Maine is giving out boofing kits. Some of you might not have even heard of that. They keep coming up with new terms, right? Watch this from the Revolver.
So what boofing is inserting drugs into your rectum. One of the main reasons people do it is because there's a lot of blood vessels in your rectum and a lot of surface area. I always recommend people try boofing because switching to snorting can be a little too big of a jump.
I love that because I think also that helps with our minds. So if you're having a really hard time, you know, hitting and it's really starting to get and you're getting in your head about it and you're starting to get frustrated, just knowing that you do have an option of boofing or booty bumping is, I don't know, I think maybe a little bit, brings a little bit more ease, right? You're like, okay, I'm getting really fucking frustrated. This is really like, it's not working. Okay, I have this other option too.
And then if you want to inject later because you really enjoy the rush from injecting, like, that's fine.
Every time you listen to the woman, you will suffer. Isn't that, they're having a conversation like it's a normal, right on, intelligent conversation. Isn't that amazing? And they're supposed to be experts. Where will you take, and I'm sorry, kids, I didn't mean for you to see all that. Where will you take responsibility for your own life? If not now, when? You're responsible, even if you're married. The husband is responsible for himself. The wife is responsible for herself. Wives, the husband is not and cannot make you overcome anything. It's not his job to even try. Because he can't change himself, how can he change you? It's his job to be a living example so that you, if you have not found your way back to the truth, you can find your way, hopefully if you want it. But he's not responsible. There's nothing that a man, people, places, or thing can do for anyone to find your way back to the Father. So don't rely on the man. Don't believe that the men are lost. There's no way God would leave you, ladies, and I'm saying this because the ladies are asking me about this. There's no way God will leave you subject to the men, knowing that the men are lost. That doesn't even make sense, right? So, ladies, the same thing the men have to do to overcome the fallen state, overcome anger, loneliness, depression, looking for love, suicidal thought, fear, anxiety, all the stuff they have named, everything the man have to do to overcome, you do too. Even if the man were overcoming it and you were married to that man, you still won't overcome if you don't work on you. Only God can bring those back who want it. No human being can do it. No Jesse, no Donald Trump, the Great White Hope. Only the truth. And only the truth going to help you when you reach out to it. I'm pointing you back to that source, but I can't make you take the source. And a lot of people are unhappy right now. A lot of people are unhappy. Most people are unhappy today. In the worst way, too. And unnecessarily. If they didn't love their misery, they would not be unhappy. You can drop your anger just like that and be free. You can drop your fears just like that, but you don't want to. You love it and pretend that you don't. You really do love it. You're lying when you cry. You're not crying because you want to overcome. You're crying because it feels good. It's a thrill. And you want someone else to feel bad for you so you can feel good that they're feeling bad for you. It's all a thrill. You don't want to overcome. Evil has been defeated. Darkness has no power. Loneliness has no power. Depression, suicidal thought has no power. Zero. Fear has no power. It's been defeated. It's been done. It's been finished. But yet, you believe, you give into it. And you give it a false sense of power, and it made you destroy you. It made you commit suicide. Isn't that crazy? Evil can tell you your life ain't worth a dime. You're not worth anything. Go kill yourself. You might as well take your own life. And you say, okay. You look around, you're like, yeah, you're right. I don't have any friends. I don't have any this. I don't have any that. I'm not married. I have no children. Whatever, right? And you know what you might as well tell you? Kill yourself. And you say, okay. And you do it. And even tell you, leave a suicide note and make other people feel bad for you. You're like, oh, okay. Even in death, you promote thrills. 888-775-3773. Quick break. When I come back, your phone calls and super chats. Back in a moment. I have books that are amazing. I highly recommend you get them. 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. Even if you're not starting a business, but you have a job, or you're on welfare, it can help you if you do Be doers of the word, all right? From rage to responsibility. From rage. That's what I write about in the first chapter, especially how I overcame. Scam. How the black leadership exploits black Americans. They are using them. And blacks are too willing to be used. And then my last book, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. They are all amazing books, and they are helpful. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com if you want an autograph copy, or call 800-411-2663. Spiritual battle, a warfare between good and evil, right versus wrong. You might not realize, well, you don't realize, most people don't, you are possessed. All human beings are possessed. You are controlled by evil. You are controlled by evil. You're not in control. Something else is working through you, and it's making you miserable. The good news is you can overcome it, but you got to forgive and return to the Father. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. this morning. TheHakeReport.com from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific Time. And James Hake is on fire. And after James Hake at 11 a.m., Joel Friday TV, he black. Joel Friday TV, 11 a.m. Pacific Time, better known as on Kansas. And then at 12 noon, the American Anchor Baby. Natural energy. You don't want to miss it. A quick reminder at 12 noon, by the way. Quick reminder, no women's forum tomorrow night. Ladies, no meeting tomorrow night, all right? It's the third Thursday of the month. And for those who might not understand, we have the women's forums at Bond headquarters on the third Thursday of the month. But this month, we're not having it. So let all the ladies know. And those meetings with the ladies are on fire. They are on fire. So stay with it, lady. Continue to work on you. And if the Lord is willing and the creeds don't rise, we'll meet next, the third Thursday of next month. Same with the men, the first Thursday of the month. All right? Let's see here. Let me go to a first-time caller out of Texas. Don out of Texas here. Don, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hey, Don.
Hey, Jesse.
Hey.
So I have a question for you.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm having a kid.
You having a baby?
I'm having a baby.
Men can't have babies?
Oh, well, my girl is having a baby.
Oh, okay. Nice. You made me, I got nervous there for a minute.
Yeah, but she's having a baby, not me.
Right. I don't know why men said they're having a baby. The woman that had the baby, not the man. What the? But go ahead.
Yeah, but she's not my wife. And I'm just, I don't know if I should sign the birth certificate because we're not married. And if things don't work out, I don't want to be on child support.
So
I don't really know what to do.
And your question for me is what?
Should I sign the birth certificate or should I just wait and see what happens?
Does she know you feel this way?
Yes, she does.
And how does she feel about you not wanting to sign the birth certificate?
She's a little upset about it, but just really following my lead, really. She's like, whatever I'm with, she's with.
And this is some girl that you, not some girl, but a girl that you're dating?
Yeah, we're dating.
Y'all live together?
Yeah, we do.
Oh, you live with her?
I live with her.
How old are you?
25.
And how old is she?
She's 24.
And so why, how is it that you're living with this girl and you know, and making a baby with her, but you don't want to sign, you don't want to give the baby your last name? You don't trust? No, go ahead.
Well, the thing is, I have a son from a previous relationship and things went sour and I'm on child support for that situation. So I'm thinking, I don't want this situation to be like the last situation.
Right. I understand. So why did you get into the same why do you repeat the same situation then? Why are you living with this woman? Why are you having sex with her? Why are you doing the same thing that could create the same situation?
Well, I see it now. I see the issue now, but when I made the baby, I didn't see the issue.
Right. I understand.
So I see it now, so I'm like, my eyes are open. I see the issue, but I want to raise my kid, though. I don't want to have to walk away.
Is she going to try to keep the baby from you if you don't sign it?
She's saying she's not, but you just never know, you know?
Yeah.
Babies change things. So I want to have, like, some insurance on myself, kind of. I want to protect my future self, I guess.
Man, you're in a very interesting situation. I understand it. So she don't like the fact that you don't want to sign it, but she said whatever, right? But what you don't know, because you guys are living together and you made this baby, they're going to take your money anyway. Even if you don't sign the birth certificate, all you have to say, I'm living with this guy and this is his baby, and they got you.
Really?
Yeah. Not signing the birth certificate is not going to stop that from happening if she decides to do it. Because a woman today can have make a baby with some other guy and say that it's her current boyfriend, knowing that it's not, and then the government will make the guy pay, knowing that it's not even his baby.
Hmm. Yeah.
So I'm just not sure, signed or not signed. Is the baby going to have your last name?
If I sign the birth certificate, she will.
But if you
not, she's going to have the mother's last name.
Amazing. How long have you been living with this woman?
About 2 years now.
And why haven't you guys married?
Well, I just feel like I need to keep working on me. Feel like I'm not ready.
So if you're not ready, why stay with her? Why not have her you move out or she move out and live that way? Why live as though you are married if you're not ready?
Well, we just signed the lease, so we're kind of stuck here. Can't break the lease. And I'm kind of already in too deep. Feel like it.
Amazing. I don't know what to tell you about the birth certificate thing, because it is, especially nowadays, it's a bad situation, because the women don't really care about all they want and what they want. They don't care about you at all. And now that the baby's come and you and that woman relationship going to get worse, it's not going to get better.
Right.
And the possibility of you having to pay either way is going to happen.
Yeah. Okay.
Are you working on yourself?
Oh, yeah, I'm working on myself.
And how are you working on yourself?
I'm really just watching these thoughts that's coming in my head, and I'm realizing it's not me.
Yeah.
I'm realizing they're coming from somewhere else, and I stopped identifying with them.
Have you gone and forgiven your mother?
Yeah, I forgave her.
You told her?
Conversation.
You told her?
Yeah, I told her that I've been hating her for a while, and I just let it all out.
And what did she say?
You know, she started crying. She started telling her life story. And I just had to reel her back in and let her know it was about me, not her.
Yeah.
But
are you doing
it's good now?
It's good now, you say?
Yeah, it's cool now.
In what way?
Meaning I can deal with my mom the right way.
Right on.
I don't have to feel like guilty if I don't pick up the phone for her.
Yeah.
I don't have to feel nothing, really. I just feel neutral.
Right on, man. And how about your father?
Never met my father.
You never met your father?
I never met him, no.
Amazing. And you say you reached out?
I reached out, and I found his number. And I texted him about a month ago. And we talked on the phone, but I haven't had the chance to meet him in person.
We'll try to get with him to understand why he wasn't there to protect you from your mother.
Yeah, okay.
Here's what are you doing the silent prayer?
Well, I don't watch the video every morning and every night, but I do watch my thoughts.
Good.
Every day and every night.
Yeah, you don't have to watch the video. It's just an introduction to it on how to do it and stuff like that. But eventually, you can do it on your own. Here's what I recommend about, when is the baby due?
July 1st.
Oh, coming soon.
Yep.
Here's what I recommend. Since you're not sure what to do, whether to sign or not to sign, have a wait and see. Wait and see. And if you wait and see without limiting your head, your thoughts about it, because the imagination is going to set you up, have a wait and see, and you will see the right thing to do.
Okay.
Since you're not sure. Because I understand what you're trying, you know, you don't want to pay out all this money and all that crap, but have a way to see for now since you don't know what to do, all right?
All right.
Does she obey you?
Yes, she do.
She does?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Have a way to see, Don, since you're not sure whether you should sign it or not. And I promise you, work on you. Don't believe any thoughts about what has happened or going to happen. Have a way to see, and you will see what to do, and you'll be fine.
All right. Thank you.
Let me know how it goes.
All right, I will.
All right, buddy.
Bye.
Bye now. It's amazing how we can go from one situation to another, and the situation is the same. And it's only because you listen to thoughts. And the thoughts say, oh, that was a bad situation. You had to pay child support. You never want to do that again. Get with this person, and you won't have to do that again. The thought is lying to you. All thoughts are lies. They're never going to tell you. They're never going to show you how to avoid repeating the same situation until you stop listening to them. Until you stop listening to them. All thoughts are all lies all the time about anything. Let me go quickly to Matthew, our first-time call out of California. Matthew, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi.
Hey, Matthew.
You hear me?
I hear you.
I guess I've got a conundrum for you.
Okay.
You're ready for that.
Go ahead.
The conundrum is, you're born in God's image, right? I guess the problem is, how can you tell your kid that, like, oh, like, we're a Christian, we're born in God's image, but then you find out, like, later down the road that, like, they support circumcision? That's odd.
They support what?
How can you tell your kid that, like, oh, you're born perfect in God's image, Christ's image, but then later down the line, like, but we support circumcision. That's the conundrum.
Oh, your kids support that?
No. What I'm saying is, as a parent, I could never, like, I could never do that.
Why is that important? Why are you thinking about that right now?
Because when I was, like, 6 years old, 7 years old, for example, I was told of, like, oh, like, you can't get a tattoo. Like, you can never get a tattoo because it's bad. It's defiling the body. You're born perfect in the image of Christ, right? But then later, then when you find out, you're like, oh, like, you were circumcised. It's like, oh, like, ew. Does that make sense?
I guess so. The one thing, for sure, circumcision is not necessary anymore. Everything is of the spirit now because of the new reality, new kingdom, the new heaven. Everything is of the spirit, so it's not necessary to do that anymore. Circumcision now is of the spirit, not of the physical.
Well, I 100% agree with that. But the point that I'm trying to delay to, like, to, like, people who are, like, listening is the problem that I had was, like, oh, you can't get a tattoo because it's, like,
right.
Ungodly.
I understand. Have you forgiven your parents for doing that to you?
No. But they're like mega boomers, and they don't understand.
But that's still not a reason for you not to forgive them, because you will understand. They don't need to understand. Do you have kids?
Not yet. If I did, I for sure wouldn't promote tattoos or, like,
yeah,
genital mutilation.
Well, forgive them. They know not what they do, so that you can overcome that. But the people use... I used to think that it was more of a Jewish thing, circumcision, but I have heard of Christians doing that too. I don't think that a lot of Christians do it. I'm not sure, but I don't think. I think it's more of a Jewish thing. So forgive your parents so that you can move on from that, all right? Thank you, Matthew. I got to run. Super Chat. 888-77-JESSE.
Super Chat.
BuyMeacoffee.com.
Isn't that more of a Christian thing? I mean, a Jewish thing?
I don't know. It became kind of common in America, I thought.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And now more recently, I've heard a lot of people speaking out against it.
Yeah. I was trying to think as he was talking. When I was growing up, I don't know if I was aware of it. I'm sure I heard about it. It sounds familiar. It's not like unfamiliar.
Yeah.
But I don't know if it was a big thing in the Christian community.
Yeah. I don't know. I think it became kind of common. Sometimes doctors would say, oh, it's cleaner or something like that.
Right.
But, yeah, I don't know. All kinds of trends come and go in the health world and in traditions.
Yeah.
And it's not necessarily right.
I'm told that the Catholic do it. The Catholic teaches that or do it. And it's mandatory now. And
whoa, mandatory by who?
I don't know. Who is it mandatory by? Oh, you're just saying that? Oh, okay. He's just saying, playing. But yeah, I don't know. I just don't know how widespread this idea is.
Yeah, me neither.
Yeah, I'm just not familiar. But thank you, Matthew. But forgive your parents so you can move away from that. Okay.
Super chats from buymeacoffee.com/JLPtalk.
Super.
Someone bought a coffee. Answer for the biblical question.
why do you carry out the works of the flesh?
According to Gal, it says because we fail to walk in the Spirit, and listening to you, that sounds like without anger.
Repeat that.
It says because we, some gal, or according to Gal, it says because.
Is somebody named Gal?
I guess so.
Okay.
It says because we fail to walk in the Spirit, and listening to you, that sounds like without anger.
Repeat that.
It says because we fail to walk in the Spirit is why you carry out the works of the flesh.
Okay.
And listening to you, Jesse, that sounds like without anger.
Amazing.
According to him.
Don't quite understand, but thank you for putting in your 2 cents. I'll put my 2 cents in on Sunday. I appreciate you. Thank you.
Thank you for the coffee. Someone with another coffee. Galatians 5:16-20. Are the scriptures that someone before spoke about when he wrote Galatians in the other coffee that was brought? This is, do you write English, someone? This is not clearly written, but I read it as written. But
Thank you. I don't understand it, but thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. Indeed.
Yeah.
I did read that about the works of the flesh, Galatians 5:16-20.
Thank you.
Anyway, Mo Betta bought 5 coffees. Just a donation to JLP and Experts Church because I listen to you every day. Also, oh my gosh, did you see Asmodor really passed away? He was a fun part of the OGD live crew on the JLP show.
I heard that and I was surprised because he was young.
Yeah.
But if it's true, may his soul rest in peace. Really, may his soul rest in peace.
Mo Betta with another 5 coffees. To the Tuesday caller, a mental issue getting shot by police brutality as the mental issue was killing random people nonstop and also worried about their own lives. Shoot the mental issue who is in the process of killing innocent random people. It's not the job of the cop to rehabilitate them. Tell the rainbow guy to stop allowing other activities to put toys inside where they don't go.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Mo Betta. Yeah, the caller of yesterday about police brutality and de-escalation tactics.
Oh.
Mo Betta with another 5 coffees. I know a fellow ladies' man when I see and hear one. JLP, please make sure those 5 coffees get referred to my fellow dog, Joel. Sue me if none of y'all surprisingly disagree. He sounds like Big Sean's bounce back song, LOL. Lots of laughs.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Mo Betta. Gregatron, sit, bought a coffee. Jesse, your show really went to hell after Sean left. Phones ain't getting answered. People walk in front of the camera. Wrong sound bites displayed. Shows are late. Shows getting cut off halfway through. It's amazing to see how valuable Sean was. Get your little network together, man.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Gregatron.
Appreciate your support.
Sassafras Mon on Rumble says, thank you for helping me get rid of my anger, sir.
Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. Only gets better. Thank you.
Reese Niederberg, Diamond. Trump for a step back let out 3,000 black federal inmates.
Amazing.
Yeah, I don't
remember
that one.
I don't remember that either. Let me take a break. 2 more hours to go. Back in a moment. The hate news, not the fake news. Thank you all. I appreciate it. Back in a moment.
I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father. And I returned to my father. And through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man over woman, woman over children. So get from race to responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, Bond, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man.
A whole lot of mess going on in the world. This is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Wednesday, June 19th, AD 2024. JLP will be right back to your calls. There is one line open. You can call in right now during Hake News, Not Fake News, to get on hold, to get on air with JLP. 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, 1-888-775-3773. Millions of Americans, so-called Americans, are observing Juneteenth today, and Hake is one of those millions. Hake following the crowd, because look at me, I'm wearing a watermelon shirt, and it's nice, too. So happy Juneteenth, blacks. Shout out to the blacks. A federal so-called holiday. Holiday means holy day. I guess this is the Lord that this is the day that the Lord has made, commemorating the end of slavery in the United States. As if that's such a great thing. It went from bad to worse, maybe. Who knows? Major retailers and grocery stores will remain open, but post offices and most banks will be closed. What a mess. That's according to Commie Nonsense Network, CNN. They also report hurricane season, a tropical storm warning is in effect. Parts of Texas and Mexico, as predicted, hyperactive hurricane season kicks into gear. The system threatening the southwestern Gulf Coast has been designated potential tropical cyclone 1 by the National Hurricane Center and will likely strengthen to a tropical storm by the end of the day. A level 3 or 4 risk of 3 out of 4 risk of flooding is in place for much of the South Texas today. Be careful, guys. Torrential rainfall also expected to ramp up considerably up the flood threat, not just in the United States, but also parts of Mexico, and Central America. While the rain is needed desperately in the bone-dry region, the deluge could quickly overwhelm parched soil and unable to absorb as fast as it falls the water, resulting in dangerous flooding. Don't try to drive through that flood river. You've seen on American Anchor, baby, fjord crossings, however they're pronounced, and cars get past it and then they putter out because the water gets into the intake or something like that. So be careful, Texans and Mexicans and Central Americans. Shout out. Immigration, speaking of Mexico and Central America and South America, the evil Joe Biden administration Tuesday announced an executive order, amnesty, illegal, allowing some undocumented spouses, they call them, fake news, commie nonsense, and children of U.S. citizens, quote unquote, children of anchor babies, to apply for lawful permanent residency without leaving the country. The crooked Joe Biden, so-called president, formally unveiled the action during a Black on the Inside White House event, marking the 12th anniversary of Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, DACA, which was illegal, unconstitutional Obama amnesty for illegals who arrived here supposedly as, quote-unquote, children. They came as minors. The application process will open up by the end of summer. In contrast, our greatest president, Donald J. Trump, he has promised to deport more than 10 million people if he is elected to a second term. Biden, Crooked Joe, says that Trump's mass deportation policy would rip spouses and children from their families, homes, and communities and place them in detention camps. Oh, no, the so-called Americans, they can go with them. They can go on with them. Get on out of here. We don't need you. It's better for you. Stay together with your families. Immigration itself is separating families. He doesn't care about families. Anyway, a little update on the American shopper cutting back. Evidence is starting to mount that U.S. consumers pulling back as they face tough economic hurdles. Thanks a lot, Obama. Crooked Joe Biden. Sales declined at most gas stations and furniture stores last month. So says the data. And 911 is a joke in Massachusetts. 911 outage in Massachusetts. It was resolved, but it was out for over an hour on Tuesday. They're investigating. I'm James Hake.
Somewhere
had to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth. Instead of dividing them with lies, we're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show today, Manhood Hour. Is coming up in the third hour. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773-888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. My biblical question for this week. The biblical question, why do you carry out the works of the flesh? Why do you carry out the works of the flesh? An amazing question. Don't forget to follow us on social media. Like, follow, ring the bell, subscribe. JLP Talk on X. JLP Talk on X. And Jesse Lee Peterson on Instagram. We're on rumble.com/Jesse Lee Peterson and cozy.tv, where Christ is King. Cozy.tv. All right. And if you're like too busy to watch the show live, you can podcast, but you could be listening live no matter where you are and what you're doing by calling the listen line on 605-615-4131, 605-615-4131. All right? Isn't that amazing? And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. No, JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. Or Bond Cash App on JLP.
Bond
JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Amazing, huh? And you can podcast all the shows, don't forget. I want to go quickly back to the phones. The phones are smoking. I got so many nice news items here I want to give to you, too. I am torn between two lovers. Feeling like a fool. Both of them love me. I don't know what to do. What the? Remember that song? Yeah. Torn between two lovers, feeling like a fool. Amazing. Let me go to Grace, a first-time caller out of Canada. Grace, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, Jesse.
Hey, Grace.
Can you hear me well?
No, I hear you amazingly.
Okay. I love your show. I love what you guys do.
Thank you.
And I'm so happy I got on.
Right on.
I will go right to my question.
Okay.
Is that how do you forgive or not forgive, yes, apologize for resenting someone when you feel like you still resent that person?
When you can see for yourself that you do resent that person. Mm-hmm. And that it's wrong to resent, to be angry. Mm-hmm. And that that anger that you have is pure evil and mm-hmm. is only making you miserable. You're never going to be free because you're wrong. There's never, ever, 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 never a reason to be angry. And that you're wrong for judging someone because you know better.
Yes. Okay. Okay. Hello?
I'm listening.
Hello?
I'm listening.
Oh, I thought I lost you for a second.
No, no. We're fine. Go ahead.
Yeah, I know that, like, it's talked about, like, intellectualizing things.
Yes.
And I know I hear you, and I hear what you're saying. And I just go, like, it's so much nervousness for me to go. I'm talking about my father. My mother, I was able to do it.
Oh, you went to your mother and forgave her?
I did.
And how did it go?
It was funny because the first thing she said to me was, she said, well, I was definitely no saint.
Right on.
That was her.
Oh, she said response. You wasn't no saint?
No, she said she wasn't.
Oh, right
she
on.
She said it about herself.
Nice.
So that went well. And I know I'm just, you know, thinking in my head, I know my father, he has a lot of struggles. And I know I know that of him. I've never had a relationship with him.
Why do you resent him then if you never had a relationship?
Because he made it that way.
But what did he do to you?
Well, it's a lot. It was just, you know, the typical kind of, you know, broken family stuff. He was very abusive and...
He was abusive to you?
Yes.
How was he abusive to you?
Physically to all of us, my whole family.
Did he raise... So were your father and mother together?
They were together until I was about 13 years old, Jesse.
Right.
And then it got to a point that for safety reasons, we had to move, like we had to get away from him. It was one of those situations.
Have you apologized to him for taking your mother's side against him?
I have not, but I do recognize that that's what I did for all of my life. I'm 48 years old,
right.
And I can see it in that the relationships I've been in with men, it's like I was like blaming what I went through with my dad for it. But after listening to you and recognizing the hell in me as a woman, that I know that that was not his fault. Who I chose to be with.
Did you forgive your mother for turning you away from your father?
I actually didn't get to that part with her.
Why not?
She was actually really ill in the hospital. She was like almost on her deathbed when that happened. But she made it through. She's alive and she's doing okay. But when I bring up my father in that way to her, the hell comes out of her, like, right away.
Yeah, I understand that. That's why you resent your father. It's not your father loved you, but you identify with your mother, and you became your father's enemy.
Yeah.
You treated him the same way your mother did it. It was the same spirit of your mother in you, so he didn't know how to deal with the evil spirit in you. Because it was tough enough dealing with it in your mother.
Yeah.
Why don't you go and apologize to him so you could be free?
Because it doesn't seem like it's that simple to do. I know that this is like the hell in me. I automatically go to. I'm worried about his response and. My father and my mother do it about each other. So he can't be in a room with any of his children without talking bad about our mother.
That's because your mother's an evil woman and he didn't know how to deal with her.
Yeah.
So knowing all this, why don't you go and forgive him? Because you're never going to be free until you forgive him. You're never going to know God until you forgive your earthly father.
Yes, and I do want that. And I feel such a blockage in me.
That's the devil in you. That's the hell in you that don't want you to do it. The last thing evil, because we're all possessed until we overcome evil, then we're possessed by good. But you're never going to be free until you can forgive your father.
Mm-hmm.
Because you were wrong. You couldn't help yourself as a kid that your mother turned you against him. But as an adult, you're wrong for resenting him, and you're just not going to be free until you go and apologize.
Right. Okay.
What are you afraid of?
My father.
What do you think he's going to do?
Um, get angry.
And?
I just feel like I'm going to, I don't know, feel like shut down like I always did as a little girl.
But you're not a little girl. It's time to grow up. Go face it. You don't know what's going to happen. You're listening to the lies of your imagination. But whatever happens, whatever he says or does not say or however he acts, that's on him. You're going because you have realized in your heart that you're angry and you're wrong for being angry and you want to be free.
Yeah.
It's for your freedom, not his.
Okay. So that was something I was thinking of, too, is of the, just about the question of how do you apologize for resenting someone when you resent them? Because I actually started thinking, I know thinking is not a good thing, but I started thinking that, okay, then does that mean I'm doing it for selfish reasons because it's just for me and it doesn't feel like authentic or something? That's, I think, what I was struggling with.
So what you're saying is that you don't see completely that you're wrong for resenting him. That's what you're saying?
Yes.
So you don't see that you're wrong. That's why it's hard for you to forgive, because you really don't see you're wrong for resenting him. And as long as you think anger is good, as long as you live in anger, you're going to live in hell no matter what.
Yeah. Okay. I feel what you're saying.
What am I saying?
You're saying that I'm still hanging on to the anger, and it's not letting me go free.
Yeah, but it's not your father's fault that you're angry now. You're a grown adult. You're responsible for you. No one else is responsible for you. And so it's not his fault that you refuse to forgive.
Yeah.
And it's not his fault that you're suffering now. The way out is forgiveness. You must drop the anger. Anger is evil.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, thank you. I needed to hear this.
So what did you get from this conversation?
That I have to let go of the anger, and that I'm responsible for myself, and I'm never going to be free and be close to God if I don't do this.
And plus, every man you get with, you're going to treat him the way that your mother treated your father.
Yes.
Because you've been made to hate your father, you're never going to get along with a man, because you're going to hate him as well.
Yeah.
Are you married?
I'm not. I'm 48. I have a 25-year-old son.
But you've never been married?
I've never been married. I never wanted to.
Yeah. And you screwed your son up?
I would say he's screwed up, but, not as screwed up as I was, I guess. But, no, I see, I know he struggles. I know he does.
Have you apologized to him for screwing him up?
Yes.
And is he allowed to see his father?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Me and his father, we're family. We're like really good friends.
Right on. Okay.
Like we spend Christmas together and birthdays and all of that stuff together.
Are you doing the silent prayer?
You know what, Jesse? I did it for the first time this morning.
Amazing. You knew you were going to call me, so you did it?
I did not know I was going to call you, Jesse.
So what did you think about it?
I think it's... exactly how I thought it would go. I've never, like I said to whoever I called, I said, I've never called a show like this ever. Like, I'm very private, so I don't like to be out there and, you know, online or whatnot. I don't even have social media. So it was what I thought it would be. It feels like I'm talking to a friend.
And what did you think, when you say feel like what you thought, what did you think about it?
I thought that there was going to be, it's like there was something I was compartmentalizing and something was missing that needed to be said out loud to me so that I could shift it. It's almost like I had to be brought to the whole opposite spectrum of what I was like thinking about doing it, like approaching my father.
And so what did you get from the silent prayer, by doing the silent prayer?
I knew there was a lot of thoughts, like coming, like, you know, but I wasn't, frustrated with not being able to focus on being silent.
Nice.
Like I heard, but, you know, just let them pass through. Like, I wasn't like judging myself for having a lot of thoughts
right
while
on.
I was doing it. So that was a good experience.
Well, stay with it, with the silent prayer, so you'll grow into the presence of the Father. You are no longer living your imagination. You wouldn't think about the past or future, which doesn't exist anyway. And you will start, everything will start to change naturally. But you got to go and forgive your earthly father, because there's no way you're going to get to God unless you forgive your earthly father first.
Okay. Thank you, Jesse.
And have no expectation. Have a wait and see. Mm-hmm. And just deal with whatever happened. You forgive and let your father act whatever way he want to act. It's on him. But you apologize for resenting him.
Okay. Okay. And I will call you back and let you know how it went.
Absolutely. Do
Thank
that.
Thank you, Jesse.
You're welcome. Have a good one. Let me know how it goes.
Thank you. You as well. Bye-bye.
Bye. 888-775-3773. Let me go to, is it Gabriel? Gabriel. Gabriel from North Carolina, you're on the air.
Hey, Jesse, how are you?
All is well. Thanks for calling. You're on the air.
First off, thank you for the silent prayers. Changed my life. I do it morning and night. And I was just calling in reference to the caller that
stay
was talking
with
about.
Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it, all right?
Will do.
Go ahead.
Calling in reference to the circumcision. Here in North Carolina, it's not mandatory, but they do pressure you to do it. And if you can't afford to pay for it in the hospital, they'll like make a payment arrangement for you, and they'll have your pediatrician call you and hound you and hound you and hound you until you get it done.
Oh, but it's not mandatory.
No, it's not mandatory. But the way they pursue it, it feels mandatory to the regular person.
And so is this for boys and girls or just boys?
No, just boys. Just boys, not girls.
And who pressured you to do it? The doctor or the nurses or your parents? Or
yeah, the personnel that comes in, like after you deliver the baby, the personnel comes in and they constantly ask you, okay, are you ready for circumcision? Have you did the paperwork? Have you paid the fee? And they continue to do that. And if you happen to leave the hospital and it's not done, then they'll have personnel calling you, and then they'll say, well, if you can't afford it, we'll set up a payment arrangement.
Wow. And why they're so into it like that? It's a money-making thing? Is it a money-making thing?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's a money-making thing or some creepy conspiracy theory thing.
And so have you had it done to any of your kids?
Well, my nephew had it done. My sister just had, well, he had his done because she wouldn't do it initially. So she left the hospital and he got to like 4 years old and they were still hounding her until she broke down and obliged him and had him do it when he was like four, almost 5 years old.
Wow. Does she regret now giving in like that?
No, she's more of a liberal thinker, so she's more into the whole brainwashing bit of life. So everything that's on the liberal spectrum, she's with all of it.
Oh, amazing. Yeah. So it's not a law and it's not mandatory. It's just something they push for some whatever reason.
Right, and they scare you like, oh, it's going to be, if you don't do it, it's going to be so many infections. Even when they get older, they're going to infect women easily, all type of things.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I wonder why they push it so hard. I've never heard of that before.
They're the dark side.
Yeah, amazing.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for the update on that. I had no idea. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Amazing. 888-7753-773. There's a line open there. Let me go to Brett out of Nevada. Brett, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, before I get into anything, I just wanted to throw this out. Maybe you want to have Hake take a look at this, but all of the circumcision for Protestant and Christian goes back to Kellogg, like the cereal company. They were the ones who were kind of lobbying for that. Kind of an interesting
okay.
rabbit hole. Yeah.
Amazing.
But, I just called to answer the biblical question.
Why do you carry out the works of the flesh?
Whenever a moment comes up where my fleshly desires are presented, oftentimes it is easier for me to give in rather than to do what I want, which is to overcome.
Why is it easier to give in?
I think at this point, it's laziness. There's a want to overcome, but the want isn't as big as wanting to fulfill whatever it is and move on.
Are you working on yourself?
And I am.
Oh, okay.
But it's almost like, oh, well, I want to overcome, but I'll overcome later. Let me take this last drink or this last smoke or right. whatever, you know.
Amazing. Well, thank you for responding and interesting. I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday.
All right. Perfect. I appreciate you.
All right. You too, Brett. Thank you, buddy.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye. 888-775-3773. Let me see here. Let me go to Josh out of Georgia. Georgia, oh my. Josh, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, morning, Jesse.
Morning, sir. How are you?
Yes. Doing fine, man. Doing fine. I was calling for the biblical question.
Why do you carry out the works of the flesh?
I'd first say that I don't do that because I can't stop myself from doing it. And
you don't do that because you can't stop yourself? That doesn't make sense.
It's something else in me that that gets the credit for doing that. Since I want to stop myself, but I can't. And the more harder I try to stop myself, it seems like the more I get into it.
So you carry out the works of the flesh. Repeat, for what reason now?
I mean, I would say first off, it's not me doing it. So it's not me carrying out the works of the flesh.
But, who is doing it?
The devil that made a home in me.
Okay.
And you know, it's like just the thrills, you know, the thrill. It's a fine line between what's a thrill and what's not a thrill, and like it's like a slippery slope between.
It's a fine thin line. Yeah. Between love and hate. So, okay.
And I see it in a bunch of, like, it's not only just the vices. It's like just everyday things, you know, having, you know, fake smiling, fake being nice, having dumb conversations I don't want to have, but for some reason I'm doing it, you know, little things like that. That falls under carrying out the works of the flesh as well, you know, along with the bigger things, you know.
Are you getting better in life? You've been working on yourself for a minute. Are you getting better?
Yeah. I would say so.
In what way are you getting better?
By seeing more of that everything is like opposite. Like love is not what I always thought was love is opposite of love, and what I thought was
they're gonna get you guys' phones, your calls in a minute. Just hold on. Okay, go ahead.
Just seeing things on a deeper level that, like I don't have any control.
Yeah.
You know, like, even though it seems like I have control, like, I don't. So
how, what is it like knowing that you have absolutely no control?
It's deep. I kind of like it. It makes sense than being just straight up confused the way I was all my life. But I know I'm going to have to go through something, you know, to fully accept it, you know.
You're going to have to go through what? Right.
Hell.
Amazing. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice. And so I got to run, but to sum it up, you carry out the works of the flesh. For what reason again?
That first off, it's not me doing it, and that I can't. Seems like I can't stop it.
Okay. Amazing.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate the input, Josh, and I will put my little input on Sunday. If the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise.
Sounds good. I'll be listening.
All right, buddy. Thank you, Josh.
All right, man.
Bye.
No problem, man.
Okay. 888-775-3773. There is a line open. Let's do Super Chat.
Super Chat.
Super
Chats.
Over on DLive.tv/JC Lee Peterson. Ares 1 gave a ninja guinea. Very nice, man. And he says, Galatians 6:2 ASV.
Don't worry. Somebody going to get to the phones eventually, guys. Y'all hold on out there. Okay.
Galatians 6:2 ASV. Bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ.
Repeat that.
Bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. Galatians 6:2.
Thank you. Amazing.
Nice. Thank you. Justin Childers bought a coffee. Jesse, I discovered last night that Get a Job is officially back on YouTube.
Oh, yeah. We talked about that.
Just in time for White History Month, too. This is going to be our greatest summer. Amazing.
Amazing. Amazing. We're celebrating White History Month in July. July just feels white. And get your T-shirts now. Hurry, hurry, hurry. Go to rebuildingaman.com/store. rebuildingaman.com/store or July Feels White. Amazing. Thank you.
JulyFeelsWhite.com.
Yeah, JulyFeelsWhite.com.
Nice. Thank you, Justin Childers, who also bought another coffee. Jesse, you were right about the usage of the blacks, them using the blacks.
Yeah.
They tell them their oppression, quote unquote, is the same struggle as the LGBT. So then the blacks support gays. If someone told me my skin color made me like a gay person, I wouldn't support them.
Right. It's amazing that they have told the blacks that they can't make it in America because of the white man. That they need the white man to give them an opportunity. In 2024... And you hear black men saying this and women, black women. That is amazing that they have told them that and they believe it. But amazing. Thank you.
Ree Cedar got a coffee. Why don't you ever criticize Trump for using the blacks? All he ever bragged about was black unemployment. And his biggest legislation was the First Step Act that let black criminals out of jail. At least Biden put more blacks in jail when he was a senator.
Well, Trump is trying to help the blacks, not use them the way the Democratic Party does. But thank you. I appreciate it.
Maybe helping in the wrong way sometimes.
Yeah.
It's.
Let me take a break. Back in a quick break. Back in a moment. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Back in a moment. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy, they're miserable, they have rough lives, they're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand, I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Go to rebuildingdemand.com and support us. We got a lot of work to do. All right? Make a donation. Tax deductible. Rebuildingdemand.com. Rebuildingdemand.com/donate. Or you can call 800-411-BOND. 800-411-BOND to donate. All right? And for personal shout-outs, birthdays, weddings, anniversaries, encouragements, whatever the shout-out might be, go to Cameo, C-A-M-E-O, /Jesse Lee Peterson, and I'll do them myself for you. Really good stuff. And my books are all amazing. Check them out, and I will sign them. Check out my books, From Rage to Responsibility. My first one, From Rage to Responsibility. And then the scam. Scam, How the Black Leadership Exploits Black America, Even Today. How the Black Leadership Exploits Black America. And they're still doing it. And then the 7 Guaranteed Steps, The Spiritual Family Financial Success Guide. It's a little small pocket guide, and we use it for our entrepreneur class and program. And we, if you're just working, if you do the steps, you can't go wrong. 7 simple steps. Just do them. You cannot go wrong. All right? But if you don't do it, it's not going to work. A little small pocket guide. And then, last but not least, the antidote. It brings all home. It bring it in. Healing America from the poison of hate, blame, and victimhood. The Lord know we need healing from victimhood, from the poison of blaming. The antidote got the answers. It has the answers. So go to rebuildingdemand.com/store. Rebuildingdemand.com/store. Or call 800-411-BOND. 800-411-2663 to order your copy. And I will sign them. Let me just catch up with these super chats. And then we're going back to the phones. Super.
Super chats.
Owen County, Clare, Ireland. Owen Conway, County Clare, Ireland, bought a coffee.
Amazing.
Hey, and Jesse, how long did Jesse run his cleaning business for, and did he ever deal with a stingy customer who wouldn't pay him? How did Jesse fare out? Kind regards from County Clare, Ireland.
I had it for 7 years. And by the time I was done, I had 7 employees. Isn't that amazing? And I don't, you know, it's been a while now, like 35 years ago, because once I started Bond, I sold the janitorial service. I don't remember having clients that would not pay. Because people back those days were better people than they are today. So I don't remember that. But for 7 years, I had it. Amazing. Thank you.
It's me, Xenia, donated a Rumble rant on J.C. Lee Peterson Rumble.
You got to know how to rumble.
Be safe when out and about today, everyone. Don't go near any park barbecues. Blank face emoji.
Why?
Because the blacks are out for Juneteenth.
Oh.
And
be safe, folks.
Sometimes mass shootings happen at Juneteenth events.
Especially that kind of stuff. Be careful. Thank you.
Humanity One donated a Rumble rant saying thank you.
Thank you. Amazing.
Mark from Atlanta, 5 coffees. I don't think Trump is the great white hope, quote unquote. He's more like the great white nope. But at least he's not the old white dope. Looks like I'll be voting Trump.
Right.
Hashtag
on.
Great white hope.
And Trump is the great white hope.
Fox and Friends in the morning, they're very honorable people.
Amazing. The great white hope.
Nice.
Thank you.
Terry bought a coffee.
Thank you.
Answering the biblical question, Terry.
Why do you carry out the works of the flesh?
I carry out the works of the flesh because I am dumb. Help me, Jesse. Tears streaming down her face emotion.
We're going to deal with this on Sunday, too. If the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise. It is so interesting. It's such an amazing question. And we'll deal with it on Sunday. Thank you.
Over on buymeacoffee.com/GLP talk, Greenwall says, it also in answer to the biblical question.
Why do you carry out the works of the flesh?
I carry out the works of the flesh to stay by my Father's side. That's all that matters ultimately, staying by my Father's side.
He carried out the works of the flesh for what reason?
To stay by his capital F Father's side.
He carried out the works of the flesh to stay by his Father's side?
Yeah.
So he stayed by Satan's side?
I don't know. But he put a capital F Father. Normally, lowercase is Father the devil.
Oh. So he carried out the works of the flesh so he could stay by the devil's side?
No, I think he means God's side. He may be confused. I don't know, Greenwald, but I'm assuming that he's saying works of the flesh I don't know. I thought that he was saying works of the flesh as though that's like a good thing. Because that's a saying, works of the flesh. And not everybody understands what that saying means.
Oh.
The saying, Greenwald, just to clarify, means self-indulgence. Self. Feeding the self. Anyway.
But thank you. I don't know exactly what you mean, Greenwald.
Yeah.
But I absolutely appreciate it. I'll put my 2 cents in on Monday. It's not quite clear, though, what you mean by it. Thank you.
My close and personal friend, Jib Jab, bought a coffee. That's his name.
That's his name?
That's his name.
Really?
If thoughts are lies, are emotions illusions, too?
Absolutely. Emotions are not necessary. The good ones and the bad ones are not necessary. If you only knew that, it would blow your mind to realize that emotions are not necessary. They're evil. Amazing. Thank you.
Baboom Bama, 3 coffees, accidentally double donated of the same message. We refunded the double one. Hake should be following the actions of Christ and not serving his father, the devil, wearing that shirt, my Juneteenth shirt.
That's a Wallamiller shirt.
Yeah. It's for the blacks.
Oh, that was that for?
It's Juneteenth today, you know? I
thought they had it already.
No. Well, I mean, people
didn't they kill each other last weekend?
Yeah, it was over the weekend, but it's the 19th, and they call that day Juneteenth. It's a national holiday.
Today is?
Declared by evil Biden.
So they're going to kill each other again today?
One never knows. And so Baboon Bama is giving me feedback on my nice shirt that's watermelon shirt.
But what does watermelon have to do with blacks?
Black people like watermelon. I don't like watermelon.
You don't?
I like the look of them. I like it flavored in my Jolly Ranchers and my drinks. But I don't like water. I don't like melon. It's nasty.
Watermelon, good. We used to grow them in the country. I mean, watermelon passed down in Alabama.
Uh-huh.
And when it's time to pick them, we used to go out there, and then sometime while we're picking them, pulling them, we just open up one there and just grab it like this.
That looks like something that you guys would do, you people.
It was shout out. So good and fresh. Amazing. Thank you.
So Bama says, Hake should be following the actions of Christ, not serving his father, the devil. Wearing that shirt is exactly what someone with thoughts would do. But I forgive you because I don't want you to drag me into your hell with you. Life is easier when you forgive, Hake. Thank you, Baboon Bama.
Amazing. Thank you.
Puke Bucket. Sorry, kids, I guess. Don't say that word. Gave a rumble rant. Jesse, I have let go the anger, but I still get hangry when I'm hungry. Do I still need to forgive my parents and do silent prayer, or is hanger okay?
I don't even know what that means.
Angry because you're hungry.
Why would anyone get angry if they're hungry? I don't quite understand the question, but thank you. I appreciate it.
So, like, you know how people get irritable when they're tired?
But if he says he or she said they let go of anger, how can they get angry when they're hungry? Doesn't make sense.
Maybe you're deceiving yourself, Mr. Puke Bucket.
Because if you don't have anger, nothing can make you angry. Amazing. Thank you.
Yeah, and thank you. I think that is all for now, guys. Thank you.
That's amazing. It. Thank you. Nice. Let me go to the busy phones. Let me go to Mays out of Ohio. Let's see here. Blah, 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 blah. Mays, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hello, Jesse.
Hey, Mays.
Oh, you should have had some tea cakes today.
I love tea. Do you still make them?
Excuse me?
You make tea cakes?
Sure.
I used to love tea cakes. You ever had tea cakes, James?
I thought that you were...
What?
No, I don't... Tea? Cakes?
Tea cakes.
You don't know what it is.
That sounds like tecate. It's pronounced tecate.
No,
maybe
not.
You should have one of those in your shirt instead of the watermelon, because they love watermelons, too.
So tea cakes?
So tea cake is like, to best describe it, is like a cookie. And my grandmother used to make them, you know, make them handmade.
Yeah.
And it's like roll them up like dough and stuff like that. But she had this flavor in them that was delicious. And then it's not as big as a whole cake. It's like a cookie, a big cookie.
Oh.
And it's so good. Am I right, Mace?
My mouth is watering.
Yes, you're right.
Is it like this?
I have my great-grandmother's recipe. But anyway, that's not like...
Not quite that big, but something like that.
If he had one on his shirt, he might understand it instead of that watermelon. They got yellow watermelon, they got red watermelon, they got blue watermelon.
Come to L.A., Mays, and bring me some.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Well, whatever. But anyway, that's not why I call. I call about circumcision.
Oh, okay.
Now, you know, different countries celebrate. Some kids, when they turn 15, they do it. The young men.
Uh-huh.
And some... They have a big party, it's like a birthday party and different stuff like that when they celebrate when they're getting circumcised.
Really?
And the doctors, when you hear and you go and you have a baby, they ask you, do you want your child to be circumcised? If you do, you get it. If you don't, you don't.
Right.
And as some of them get older, they have problems, and they might go do it when they get old enough to make their own choices.
So is that, I didn't know that, is that like a Christian thing or a Jewish thing?
It's like a problem type thing for men. If it starts giving them problems.
No. Oh, it's for if they have physical problems.
Yes.
Oh, I see. But it's neither Jewish nor Christian, right?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's a choice that you make if you have a son, or you letting them make their own choice.
Right.
It had nothing to do with paying to get it done. It's done by the insurance company when you go in and have the baby. And the insurance then. But after that, they don't bug you.
Is it true that it's for cleanliness sake?
No, that's only that helps me out, and if it's start causing problems,
right?
They want to get it taken care of. That's how it happened.
Amazing. Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. And then with the other guy that was having a problem, all he got to do is get a DNA test before he signed the name on anything. And that would clear him of his problem that he's trying to have.
But even with the DNA test, a young man called earlier saying that he had got another girl pregnant. For those who didn't hear,
he had got
another girl pregnant, and he doesn't want to put his name, sign the birth certificate. But even with a DNA test, the woman today can lie and say it's his baby, and the court still made you pay.
They do that in the hospital now, too, if you request it.
The DNA?
Yes.
Oh, good.
Mm-hmm. So with that, y'all have a good day.
Maze, thank you. Bring me some tea cakes.
Oh, yeah. What did you say, Jesse?
Bring me some tea cakes to California.
I have a friend there, and I have her make you some, maybe she'll drop them off if she...
Right on.
Oh, no.
Right on. Thank you, Maze.
Okay.
All right. For some reason, Maze sounded clear today. You notice that? She was like real fast and blah, blah, blah.
Because she wasn't attacking.
Oh, that's what
it was? There was nothing she was disagreeing with.
Oh.
Maybe.
888-775-3773. Let me go to... Canada and talk to... Texas, and talk to a first-time caller.
Juan Dejo?
Oh, yes.
Juan Dejo?
Oh, yes, it's Juan Dejo.
Oh, right on. Welcome to the show, Juan Dejo.
Oh, thank you, Jesse.
You're welcome.
Oh, so my question is something. So I live in a neighborhood in Texas where it's a lot of black people, and, you know, we get along good, but some of my neighbors, they got a dangerous dog, a pit bull. And I don't know, it seemed like so many black people, they get these dangerous dog, and I don't know, you know why that is, or you think the dog's dangerous?
Well, they get those dangerous dogs because they're insecure people, and when they get those dogs, it gives them a false sense of power. It makes them think that they're powerful. But it's really not. That's why they get the dogs.
Oh, okay. So, I mean, you know, even you see some white people get that dog. So, yeah. You know, it's like they're insecure.
Right. When you see those people walk around with those bad dogs, you're looking at very insecure men and women. And but those dogs, and so they think that when they're walking around with those dogs, that people see them as strong. Because they feel a false sense of strength, but it's really not. It's just an illusion.
Okay, because, you know, it's dangerous. You have a baby. Those dogs, you don't know what they're going to do.
Yeah. Well, human beings don't care about one another at all. Zero. So they don't care what type of fear it bring up on the kids. They don't care that if the dogs attack someone else, including kids, they just care. Human beings only care about themselves. They do not care about anyone else. So they don't care what happens. They just love the thrill of looking like they're tough when they're really not. They don't care what the results bring.
Yeah, so it's mad narcissistic.
Yeah, it's evil. It's evil.
Okay, well, thank you, Jesse, for your insight.
All right, buddy. Good to talk to you.
Okay, thank you. Good day.
All right. 888-775-3773. Let me go to Michigan and talk to Tony. Let's see here. Tony, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Good morning.
Hey, Tony.
Good. So I'm just calling to say, you always say all thoughts, all lies, all the time, right?
Right.
So, and also about you saying we have to forgive our mothers and our fathers.
Yes.
And every time
you don't
have
to. You can stay in your hell. You don't have to forgive.
No, well, you're saying we should. So why, if they don't know what they're doing, why should I forgive somebody for not knowing what they're doing?
Because.
If you say it's a sin, hold on, let me finish. if you say it's the spirit in them and not them, so you mean to tell me God is going to forgive the spirit and not them?
God is not holding that against them at all. But if when they realize that they can't help themselves, and so they have no right to resent someone else, they can help themselves. God forgive them for judging, playing God.
Okay, so when the Word of God says that man has to give account for his own sins to God, you don't believe that?
Right. You have to. You're responsible for yourself. And so why it's so up to
the,
you.
So
it's up
spirit.
To Badai
you're
and walk down the road if the water is wet. You're responsible for forgiving. If you don't, then you suffer. You can't blame anyone else for that.
Forgive anybody for what? If they never sin.
What do you mean?
Why do I have to forgive somebody if they never sin?
What do you mean?
And this is what you said.
No, what do you, you mean by that?
Excuse me?
What do you mean by it?
Mean by what?
What you just said.
But about sinning?
Yeah.
We all sin. Isn't that why Jesus came to forgive us of our sins?
Do you believe he have done that?
Yes, I do.
And then,
but
so
you don't
if you believe
you
that
believe
he's
this,
done
you
that, why
sin?
Are you walking down the road? If you believe that he's done that, why do you believe you are a sinner?
Did I say I was a sinner?
Do you believe you're a sinner?
No, I'm not.
Oh, and why you don't believe that you are one?
Because Jesus forgave me by his blood that he shed for me
so
on Calvary's cross.
So I don't know what point you're trying to make.
My point, because you're not listening to my point. You always say that people is not them sinning, but it's the spirit in them.
Did Christ say forgive them?
The word of God.
Did Christ say forgive them?
The word of God says every man forgive who?
Did Christ say forgive them? They know not what they do.
He wasn't talking about that, Jesse.
Did Christ say forgive them? They know not what.
You taking that scripture out of context? That's
not
what that scripture talks about.
Did Christ say? Did Christ say forgive them?
Yeah,
they know not what.
Who did he say it to?
Hey, Ron, Tony, slow down a bit. I'm trying to have a conversation. Bye, Tony.
I'm having a conversation.
I'm trying to have a conversation with you, but you keep interrupting. Slow down and let's talk. And don't talk over me, and I won't talk over you. But you just fast talking, not necessary. 888-775-3773. I let that man go because he just running. Let me go to Ron out of Texas. Ron, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Uncle Jesse, how's it going?
All is well, Ron.
Good, good. We were talking about circumcision earlier.
Yes.
And circumcision is a law of God. And there's a lot of...
You say circumcision is the law of God?
Yes, it is.
Why do you say that?
Because he said it is. He said if you're not circumcised, you will not be in the congregation of the Lord.
Ron, hold on. Can you hold on? I'm right at a break. Can you hold?
Yeah.
888-775-3773. Manhood Hour coming up next. One more hour to go. Hake is coming in with the hate news. Not the fake news, but the hate news. I didn't know hate shirt was a big deal. I'm surprised. I still need a watermelon, but everybody love watermelon. You can get people to blast to go vote with watermelon. Back in a moment.
Before I ask my question, I want to thank you so much. The silent prayer. You know, I'm 50 years old. At home, we have a 16-year-old, 14-year-old, and a 10-year-old. And I got to tell you, introducing the silent prayer to my family, instead of just sitting down and saying the same old prayer over and over again before we eat our meal, to just be silent, bringing all thoughts into captivity. Brother, that has been such a huge, huge blessing in our lives. I just want to encourage anyone to try that out. It's amazing to look around after we've done our silent prayer before we eat, to see the excitement in my kids' faces. Like, oh yeah, Dad, I had a bunch today. Or the other one will be like, yeah, you know, I had a couple things that I've been thinking about. It really takes root, Jesse. And so I want to thank you so much. And ever since then, it's been absolutely amazing. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Tony. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. You're going to know God and his love. It's going to be amazing, man.
I'm doing it here.
This is the end of hour two of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Wednesday, June 19th, Juneteenth, AD 2024. There is one line open. You can call in right now to get on hold, to get on air with JLP. But first, fake news, not fake news. Peace in the Middle East. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports, Israel warned Hezbollah of the prospect of quote-unquote all-out war after the Lebanese militant group Hezbollah published a nine-minute video, 9 minutes, purportedly taken by a drone showing Israeli military and civilian locations in several Israeli cities. The publication of the video follows months of intensifying cross-border attacks between Hezbollah and Israel in the wake of the October 7th Hamas attacks, pardon me, and the ensuing military campaign by Israeli forces in Gaza. The U.S. and its allies have for months warned Hezbollah, and supposedly Iran-backed Islamist movement with one of the most powerful paramilitary forces in the Middle East, against escalating the conflict in Israel. Hezbollah, meanwhile, has said in the past that they will only stop firing on Israel if they stop the war in Gaza. What a mess. And rest in peace to Willie Mays. Baseball legend Willie Mays, M-A-Y-S, not to be confused with our caller Mays, M-A-Z-E, one of the game's most electrifying players, and he was black, by the way, made a dramatic catch in the 1954 World Series, if any of you guys remember that. He died on Tuesday at the tender age of 93 years old. Gone perhaps too soon, but that's not the youngest that anybody has died this week. Rest in peace to many. Mays passed away peacefully and among loved ones, so said his son Michael Mays in a statement. The 23 major league seasons, mostly with the New York Giants and then San Francisco Giants, Willie Mays finished with 660 career home runs. That's the second most at the time behind Babe Ruth. A powerful man, Babe Ruth. Among the numerous accolades, Willie Mays was inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame in 1979. One of baseball's most colorful and exciting stars, excelled in all phases of the game, so read his plaque, if you believe it. Which I think I do. Nice. And Starliner, space is real, guys, to NASA, which does not mean lies in Hebrew. It does not mean it. I checked the fact check, and I believe the fact check. Two NASA astronauts will extend their stay on the ISS, International Space Station, Globo Homo Space Station, as crews on the ground work better to understand issues with the Starliner spacecraft that carried them into orbit. Since the historic crew launch on June 5th, the astronauts have navigated a number of issues with Boeing-built vehicle, Boeing space sector, not different from their airplane sector, including malfunctioning thrusters and a series of helium leaks. Boeing and NASA said Tuesday that Suni Williams and Butch Wilmore arrived at the space station June 6th. What was estimated to be a roughly week-long visit will not return home before June 26th. At least 20 days, they say. The mission aims to research further and expand the United States' options for ferrying astronauts to the space station, ISS, like a ferry to them. Like a boat ferries, you know, your car and you across to an island or whatever, in collaboration with private industry partners. Isn't that nice? And speaking of space, there is the furthest spacecraft from Earth, and space is real, by the way, like I said. It's sending data from uncharted territory. NASA engineers have restored the steady stream of valuable science data from Voyager 1 as they study interstellar space more than 15 billion, with a B, 15 billion miles from Earth. Mind-boggling. Isn't that cool? I know I think it's cool. Anyway, you can catch the Hake Report after the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. Call into Hake. You can catch Joel Friday TV and American Anchor Baby. But now back to Manhood Hour, Hour 3 of JLP. Mm-hmm.
got to stand up strong. Ain't the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth, instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour, the third hour of the show already. What the? What the? You can get involved. There is a line open by calling 888-7753-888-77-Jesse, let me go get the phones. I'll be right back. I'm tired of having to say it. Oh, somebody got it. 888-77-Jesse. My biblical question for this week. The biblical question. Why do you carry out the works of the flesh? Why do you carry out the works of the flesh? Amazing question. Absolutely amazing. What happened? Oh, absolutely amazing. You can listen to the show on your iPhone or your iPad if you're too busy listening on your... I'll be right back, folks. I'm going to go answer the phones. All right, I'm going to talk to them. Okay, 888. So listen, you can be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad if you're too busy. Maybe you're in a airplane right now. The doors are falling off and the plane looks like about to drop out of the sky.
What the?
Or people fighting on the plane. Or your plane has to turn around because you the service is bad, whatever the reason. Or you're out there buying some fentanyl.
What the?
Or you have a fentanyl withdrawal. Or you're getting some pot. Whatever you're doing, working out, making breakfast, lunch, or dinner, anywhere in the world, you could be listening to the, the show. You can podcast. But you can be listening to the show by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. That's 605-615-4131. Amazing. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. So, it's Wednesday. Every Wednesday, the last hour of the show on Wednesday is Manhood Hour. What is a man? What is a man?
It's an adult man. Human male.
Manhood. Hillary or President Trump?
I voted for Hillary Clinton.
Beta. Beta male. A man is a male who turns to man. Live right, be right, and lead the way.
All news there. When you fly, you probably find yourself peeking into the cockpit, right? You want to see who's in control. Most of the time, it's a man. So when we found out United Airlines has more female pilots than any other airline, with both a female captain and aircraft maintenance supervisor who call Orlando home, we had to meet them.
And a major hiring crisis. A large number of American men in particular, men in their prime working years, are actually not working. And they're not even looking for work.
The badge incorporates the rainbow flag as well as the five-color chevron.
Shots rang out around 10:50 Saturday night during Round Rock's annual Juneteenth celebration.
You said that your people have been fighting for 400 years.
Come on, man. Your people's stolen. Your people's stolen.
Stop pellyaching.
What a mess. Is that true that most of the pilots at United Airlines are female now? I'm changing my frequent flyer miles right away. Ain't no way. Man. I'm changing my frequent flyer. I used to fly to United all the time. But now I have to change. I remember the last time I took a flight and there was a female in the cockpit. And I thought, is she better driving this plane? And then I found out there was a man, the head flying man was a man. I'm like, okay, I feel a little better here. I was like, what the? I wonder, is that true or that most of the females are running the United Airlines flying stuff. I have not heard of that before. Let me go quickly back to the busy phone. And then at the bottom of this hour, I have a surprise for everybody. You're going to love. You are going to love this surprise when we come back from the break at the bottom of the hour. The clip said United had the most women, not that majority women are running the thing. Okay, thank you, Nick. It didn't say that they had the most women running the pilot, but they had the most female pilot. Whatever. Okay, I feel better. Let me go back to Ron. And Ron from Texas was making a comment about circumcision. Ron, go ahead. Thanks for holding.
Yeah, Jesse, I find it, interesting how the medical field and science is catching up to the word of God, because there's a lot of health benefits from getting circumcised, like cancer, urinary tract infections.
How is that the world of God? There's nowhere in the New Testament where circumcision is required.
Well, the New Testament is not the word of God.
According to you.
The word God
because Ron, if I remember, you're a Muslim, right?
No, I'm a Jacobite.
You one of those black Hebrew things, right?
Yeah.
So you don't believe in the Bible, then you have your own Bible.
I believe in the old.
You have your own Bible that you're believing in. So you wouldn't know that in the New Testament. All things are new, and circumcision now is of the spirit, not of the physical.
Why did Jesus get circumcised?
Circumcision now is of the spirit, not
of
the physical. I know that in the Old Testament, they were into circumcision of the physical, but that's not needed anymore. Unless someone just wanted, as you mentioned, if someone wanted for physical reasons and they want to do it, then fine, but it's not required spiritually.
Why did Jesus get circumcised then, my brother?
All right, Ron. Thank you, man. Let me go to Mark out of Los Angeles. Mark, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Jesse, what's going on, brother? How you doing?
All this well, Mark. Thank you. I mean, not Mark, but Mike.
Yeah, man, I had two questions real quick, man.
Okay.
Because we're going to celebrate White History Month next month, too, right?
July just feels white. Absolutely.
Yeah, dude. But did you know at the end of the day that the Ku Klux Klan, that they was Christians, right?
Yes. Well, so I'm told.
So why would we want to be what they are?
What do you mean?
Why would we want to be Christians if the Ku Klux Klan is Christian? What's positive about them?
Well, Christianity has nothing to do with the Klans.
Well, the Klan is Christian.
Christianity came from God.
So that's godly, the things that they did?
I'm sorry?
Did they hang blacks out of love?
No, those that it happened to, it was done out of hate.
Oh, but they was Christian.
Right, just like the Christians treat one another today. The black Christians treat the black people like hell. They hate them. They kill them. They rob them. They kill little children. And there's nothing new. I don't understand your question.
Well, all people do that. You got Mexicans that rob. You got blacks
but
that rob. You got whites that rob. Asian.
We're talking about Christianity.
Okay. So Christianity, meaning if it's supposed to be something that's loving, didn't Jesus sharpen his people instead of talking about them?
I'm sorry?
I said Jesus sharpened his people. He helped them instead of talking about them, right?
He taught them to forgive, because once they truly forgive, then their hearts are changed from anger to love.
Yeah, but I don't think it's love. If we telling each other that all women are evil... And at the end of the day, because at the end of the day, I'm a man, and I run my own household. I definitely run my woman and my children. But at the same time, I'm not going to sit up here and believe that all of anything in particular is evil.
Why you don't believe that all women are evil until they return to the Father? Why you don't believe that?
Oh, yeah, you definitely got to return to the Father first.
Why don't you believe that all women are evil until they return to the Father?
It's the things that they do for us. A man.
Why you don't believe that all women are evil until they return to the Father?
Because I haven't seen all women do evil things.
But so then how do you know it's not true then?
So how do we know it is true?
Mike, thank you for your call, buddy. I appreciate it. 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. Let me see here. Let me go to Arthur out of Colorado. Blah, 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 blah. Arthur, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hello, hello, Jesse. Can you hear me?
I hear you.
Awesome. I was just wondering... where the silent prayer was originated from.
Be still.
The first time you...
Be still and know God.
Okay, so that...
You don't have to be... You don't have to be hooping and hollering. You don't have to be begging. You don't have to be pleading. All you need to do is be still. Are you doing it?
Yes, I am.
And what do you think about it?
I love it. I do it like 3-4 times, morning, lunch, dinner.
Okay. And are you practicing keeping up, like bringing yourself back to your body when you're caught up during the day?
Yes, I do. I look at it as a reboot.
What do you mean by that?
It kind of helps me get back to focus.
Let me go out and get the phones. I'll be right back. Hold on.
Oh, okay.
Oh, they got it. Go ahead,
okay.
Arthur. What do you mean by reboot?
Kind of like it freshens my page, kind of gets me back to focus. A lot of thoughts can occur during the day, and that kind of brings me back in line. Does that make a little bit more
sense?
Yeah,
I know what you mean. Are you like practicing little things like walking through doors or being aware of getting in your car, in and out, and just kind of when you're driving, not take your eyes off the road, but just see your hand on the stern wheels. if you do little things like that, because what you really want or should want is to, I don't even know if should want, what it's for is to bring you back to the presence of God. And then you're going to understand what God mean about be still and know him, because he will take over and you'll just be able to just live without even thinking about it.
That's great. Yeah, I was wondering when you started getting into the routine of it, like when you started practicing it and your first time doing it, it just worked the first time so great. So you felt the need to continue it. Is that how it happened?
Well, when I first started doing it, I was able to see, and I didn't know that I couldn't see until I was able to see. And I was so, for the lack of a better word, I was so grateful that I could see that, because I didn't know I couldn't see, but I could see until I wanted more and more and more. So because I wanted more and more to be able to see, it just has always been easy for me, because I've always, even as a little kid, I've always wanted to know God. I wanted to know what was it like to live on earth in perfect peace, because the Bible said we should have perfect peace. And I have always wanted to know what was that about, and how can you have that before you? I didn't want to wait till I died to have peace. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, I kind of always wanted to know. So the prayer has never been difficult for me.
You were always curious on...
Even as a little kid, yes.
Me too. And that's why I asked, because I found...
Have you gone and forgiven and all that? Hello? Oh, okay. Oh, he's gone. 888-77-5373, 888-77-JESSE, JESSE. Let me go to, is it Darren? Darren out of Georgia. Let's see here. Darren, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir.
Why do I not do the silent prayer, knowing that that's what I need? Why do I not do the silent prayer, Jesse?
You are not ready to overcome your hell. You still love your hell. You love your misery.
So why do I remember the past if I've gone and forgave?
Because you still... You're still believing in thoughts about the past. You're being tempted with the thoughts, and you still believe that they are real. That's why. Because only the devil, evil, can remind you of a past. It doesn't exist, so you still believe in evil.
And knowing that I forgive my mother and I forgive my father, because I know that I am the same, and just as I can't help myself,
right,
they can't help themselves, and yet I still hold on. That's the hell I live in?
Yes, absolutely. And so are you ready to overcome your misery?
Apparently not, since I don't do the silent prayer, but I really want to. I really do.
And so what stopped you from doing it?
That's what I'm wondering. Maybe it's the thought.
Right. Because we all are possessed with evil until we overcome evil, and then we're possessed with good, right? With good. And so you're not going to be able to overcome those thoughts and feelings of the past and the future until you let go by doing the silent prayer, and the Spirit of the Father will come, and he would take away those demons out of your imagination and emotions, and he would give you a clear mind, a new mind, a clear mind. He will renew your mind. You're not going to be able to do that on your own.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Jesse.
And one quick thing about it, the last thing evil want you to do, the last thing that evil want you to do is to be still and let go. It does not want you to let go. It does not want you to see, because it wants to destroy you. So it could be talking you out of it, giving you reasons not to do it, and you're not paying attention to that. So just don't pay attention to the lie. Just do it anyway, no matter how you feel about it.
Yes, sir. And if I may say one thing, to all the callers and all the listeners, please watch Jesse Lee Peterson's church. It's so wonderful. The fellowship there is amazing, and I watch you all the time, Jesse. I just want to say thank you.
You're welcome, man. Stay with it, all right?
Yes, sir.
All right, buddy. Amazing. Check out the fellowship at rebuildingtheman.com/church. Rebuildingtheman.com/church. Before I go back to the phone, I want to remind you that there's no women's forum tomorrow night, ladies. And I know there are women who come from different states to be at the meetings, at the forums. No forum, women's forum this Thursday, all right? Every third Thursday we normally have, but not this month. I'll see y'all next the third Thursday of next month, all right? Just in case someone is traveling. And if y'all know someone that is planning to come, let them know, all right, so they don't make a trip for nothing. Let me go to first-time caller out of North Dakota, Layton. Layton, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey.
Hey, Layton. All is well.
Hey, these guys are talking about circumcision, yeah?
Yes.
Well, I had one guy, I was listening, he said that the image of God denies whatever, but I don't think the image of God has anything to do with circumcision or tattoos or your clothes or your skin. Am I right or wrong?
It doesn't at all.
Yeah, I didn't think so. I'm pretty sure the image of God is like the truth and what's right and wrong. I don't think it has anything to do with the color of your hair, you know?
Right.
So I was right.
You were right. Oh, mess.
Anyways. Yeah, sort of. But anyways, I'm at work, but it's my daughter's birthday, so I'm just wishing her happy birthday over the air.
Right on.
Maybe someday we'll look back. Yes. Happy Juneteenth too, man. Can't be that bad.
I don't know anything good about it. But thank you, Layton.
I got something to say about that too.
About Juneteenth?
Yeah. See, I lived in Louisiana for a few years, right?
Are you black?
Back when Juneteenth. No, I'm white as rice, man.
Okay, go ahead.
So I was living down in Louisiana, and it was just this when it was becoming popular, right? 2020, 2021, right?
Okay.
Well, to me anyways. But right. I just thought it was the most ignorant thing, man, because they were sitting around eating fried chicken, drinking grape drink and ribs and all the just nasty, stereotypical, you know, black foods. And I said, well, why do you guys have to do that, you know?
But that's not nasty food.
Well, it isn't. No, I know, but like the stereotypical aspect of it, you know?
What do you mean by that?
Well, that's what people say, man, you know, black people love it, you know, whatever.
But they do. They love ribs.
But why do you got to celebrate a black?
But it's not a nasty thing.
You're right. That's all I'm saying. I just thought it was ignorant to have, you know. I don't know. That's just my opinion. It's all not right. Really that bad. I
thank you, buddy.
So. Yes, sir.
All right. Bye now. 888-773-773-888. What the? Where's the love? Where is the love? Amazing. Let me go to Christopher, a first-time caller out of California. Christopher, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse. How you doing, man?
All is well.
Dude, before I ask, I had a really great question for you, but before I say anything, I love your shows. You're a big blessing. Thank you for being someone that's anointed and on this earth. I really appreciate you. People need to hear your message.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was watching one of your Fallen State episodes once, and you said something that really resonated with me. I wanted to know more about.
Okay.
You said that when Satan speaks through you, he uses words. And when God speaks through you, he uses revelation. And I think feeling is what you said. I'm not exactly sure. But can you elaborate more on that? I'd love that, and I just wanted to know exactly what you meant.
Yeah, when saints speak, he uses words. He's talked to you through your imagination, through your...
like the English language, you'd say?
Yeah, he used words. Okay. But God's voice is a voiceless voice. He revealed things to you. He make it, it's just clear without words. It's like revelation.
I see.
And that's what God meant. That's what God meant when he said, my children shall know me by my voice. My voice is a voiceless voice. And that's why when you overcome the imagination, overcome thoughts, you also overcome words. You just live by the light. You live by the truth. You live a wordless life. You don't have to... You just walk in the light without having to think about it.
Okay, so you're saying like it's all you walk solely by the spirit, like you communicate via spirit.
Absolutely,
not necessarily, but yeah. Okay, I see what you mean. Yeah, it's funny because I'm a worship leader, and I've been a Christian for a long time. And when you said that, it made perfect sense because I've never once heard a voice ever tell me anything. It's always a feeling. And when you said that in this episode of Fallen State that you did. It was an episode that you did with like a female pastor or something. Yeah, it was really funny. But
you never listened to the voice of the imagination.
No, I you know what the truth is. I've never I've never had like a voice speaking in English or anything like that tell me anything. It was always like a feeling. It was always a. I feel called to do something, and I just kind of do it, and it feels like I'm supposed to do it.
So you never had anger?
Anger. Of course I've had anger.
Do you still have anger?
Like I've overcome that. I feel like I've overcome that. You know, I'm a young adult, and I don't feel I'm someone that has a lot of patience and no anger at all.
And how were you able to overcome your anger?
You know, I think that the Holy Spirit kind of fills that void and removes that out of you. That's kind of the best way I can describe that.
You forgave your mother?
Yeah, she's great. My mother's great.
Have you forgiven her?
Well, to be honest, Jesse, she hasn't really done anything to forgive her on. She's always been really good to me. She's always been a very, very good woman, you know, a very good Christian woman and understands the value of family.
And you forgave your father?
Yes.
And so, why haven't you forgiven your mother, but you've forgiven your father? Your mother was perfect?
Well, my mother's not perfect.
She was not perfect?
Like in life, no. I just feel sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead. Make your point.
Oh, no, I was just saying, no one's perfect. It's just that, I think in life, there are parents that, you know, treat their children differently than others.
And why haven't you forgiven your mother for the imperfect things she did?
Oh, no. She didn't do anything bad. I was referring to...
She was perfect?
No, she was not perfect.
And why haven't you forgiven her for those non-perfect things she did?
Let me rephrase that, because I love that you're digging.
Hold on, Christopher. Can you hold?
Yeah.
Hold on, buddy. Let me take a quick break. Back in a moment. 888-77-JESSE. Oh, the treasure chest is now open on DLive. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. All right, folks, welcome back. 888-777-5773, 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E. The Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour, and Hake is on fire. He's one white guy who's not afraid, and he also has a co-host today. Beat Bump will be here. Amazing. Beat Bump is here with Hate today at 9, from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And then after the Hake Report, Joel Friday TV. He black. Joel Friday TV at 11 a.m. today, Monday through Thursday. And after Joel Friday TV, the American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby at 12 noon today. So a busy day. A busy day. We're going to get to all of your super chats and everything. But first, here's my, it is manhood hour. And before I go back to the callers, and I will right after this, here's my, I want every human being to know what a real man is, what a man is. What a woman is, a real woman. And men are supposed to overcome being males and grow into manhood, being a man. Women are to overcome being females and becoming a woman, right? And in the New Testament, it's all laid out there. It's done. All you have to do is let go and let it be. Let it be. Let it be, let it be, let it be, let it be, let it be. I want, and it's in the New Testament. And here is what a man is, and here's what a woman is. Watch this.
If, by Rudyard Kipling, if you can keep your head when all about you are losing theirs and blaming it on you, if you can trust yourself when all men doubt you, but make allowance for their doubting too, if you can wait and not be tired by waiting, or being lied about, don't deal in lies, or being hated, don't give way to hating, and yet don't look too good, nor talk too wise. If you can dream and not make dreams your master, if you can think and not make thoughts your aim, if you can meet with triumph and disaster and treat those two imposters just the same, If you can bear to hear the truth you've spoken, twisted by knaves to make a trap for fools, or watch the things you gave your life to broken, and stoop and build them up with worn-out tools. If you can make one heap of all your winnings, and risk it on one turn of pitch and toss, and lose and start again at your beginnings, and never breathe a word about your loss. If you can force your heart and nerve and sinew to serve your turn long after they are gone, and so hold on when there is nothing in you except the will which says to them, hold on. If you can talk with crowds and keep your virtue, or walk with kings nor lose the common touch, if neither foes nor loving friends can hurt you, if all men count with you, but are none too much, if you can fill the unforgiving minute with 60 seconds worth of distance run, yours is the earth and everything that's in it. And, which is more, you'll be a man, my son.
That is so deep, I don't know what to do about it. I don't know what to say. That's from RuPaul, what's his name? Hake.
I'm blanking on his name. The guy from the InfoWars guy.
Rudyard Kipling.
Rudyard Kipling.
What?
Rudyard Kipling. I was thinking about the guy who put that video together.
Yeah, he did an amazing job with that.
Yeah.
And that is for every man and every woman. If you want that, you can have it. You can have it. But you got to die from the ego. You got to die from the ego. Harrison Smith put it together from InfoWar. Thank you, Harry. Harrison Smith, Harrison, thank you. InfoWar, I promise you, but you got to die from the ego. You got to let go and let life happen. And that will, that's the New Testament. And that you can have a life like that, but you got to work on you, and you must die in order to live. The false you, the fake you. The lying you, the ego death must happen. And most people, not all, but most people are unwilling to die from the ego. They love their hell. They love their hell, and they love inflicting hell on you. They love it because it feels like life to them when they can hurt others. They don't know it's death. They don't know what they're doing to others. They're doing it to themselves because they have a false sense of life. They get a thrill out of trying to hurt someone. The human ego, the human nature is evil. The heart is wicked. But you can have that life. It's manhood, but that's for men and women. If you can do that, and you can if you work on it. It's all laid out. It's already done for you. You just have to walk into it. All right? Drop the anger. Let all bitterness go. Anyone that has anger is a murderer. Anyone that has anger hate good. They hate God. They hate the light. But you can have men and women, not just not men. Men and women, but you got to let go. You got to forgive. And you got to let the ego nature die in order to have that life. Isn't that amazing? And you can have it right here on earth. You don't have to wait until you die. Mean physical die, drop your body. You can have it right here. You can have it right now if you wanted it, but you don't really want it. Because if you wanted it, you drop your anger and your fears and your loneliness and all that. You let it go. You just let it go. But you won't let it go because you love your misery. And you love blaming others for your misery. Amazing. Let me go quickly back to Christopher, a first-time caller out of California. And I was asking him about forgiving.
Speaking to the mic.
I was asking Christopher about forgiving his mother. Christopher, so you said you about forgiving your father, but you have not forgiven your mother. Why not?
Oh, well, hey, Jesse. Well, I'm glad to be back. And by the way, great vocal singing, great singing voice.
you know, the truth is, it just feels like my mother's always just been good to me. You know, I've never once was there a thing where I felt anger towards my mother. And I think that's a very real thing, and I think that's something that can come from God 100%. My mom's been someone that has
so your mother were perfect.
God, and always has been a Christian.
Well, why did your father have such a difficult time dealing with your mother if she was of love?
Well, you know, I think some people can be very damaged and take advantage of others that can be not damaged, you know?
Why did your father have a difficult time dealing with your mother if your mother was all love?
Oh, no, I think it was not necessarily something with my mother, but I think...
No, he had a hard time dealing with your mother. And why did he have a hard time if she was all love?
You know, that's a good question. I haven't really explored that. From my perspective, Jesse, it seems like he was just someone that had a lot of problems.
No, that's not how it is. Why haven't you asked your father... Why did he have such a difficult time dealing with your mother? Why have you asked him that?
Because I never really thought in that perspective, you know. I never really looked at it as like, okay, like, well, why was mom, what was the issue with mom that made you like this?
Right.
Because the truth is, I've always, to me, and this is just me speaking with as much love and, I guess, just knowledge and wisdom of what I, from my living, is, you know, my father is someone that grew up in a very bad environment. You know, he had his own problems and baggage that he brought towards his marriage.
And so did your mother.
You know what? It's probably true.
It is true. Why don't you want to face that about your... What made you identify with your mother and not your father?
I would say I identify with both, really, but I'm just kind of saying what I've experienced in my life being their son.
So what made you identify with your mother and not your father?
Well, I don't really identify. Well, it's a kind of a difficult question because I identify with both.
If you identify, you love your father?
Yes, absolutely.
If you loved him, why haven't you gone to him and find out what was wrong? What went wrong?
You know, because I didn't have a mentor like you suggest that.
But you said you were Christian now and you hear the voice of God. Why haven't God suggested that to you? Because you can't go to God until you love your father, your earthly father.
Oh, yeah, no, I do love my father.
Then why haven't you gone and what did your father do to you that you need to forgive him for?
Well, that's the thing. Nothing. He's someone that's been good to me. You know, he has been a father. You know, I think.
But you said you needed to forgive him. What do you need to forgive him for? And he hasn't done anything to you.
Oh no! I think what I said was I forgave him. I already have forgiven him.
But you haven't.
I remember saying that.
But you haven't told him that.
No, I did. I have.
You told your father you forgave him?
Yes, yeah, absolutely.
But you didn't tell your mother you forgave her?
Yes, that's also true. Only because I don't see anything that I need to forgive into her.
Because you have identified with your mother. You have your mother's mindset and emotions, and you identify with her and not your father. And so you think your mother's all good, and she's not. She gave your father pure hell.
You're probably right. Wait.
No,
wait,
I know,
that
right.
Make me a beta.
A beta. But you...
No,
you got it.
Don't tell me that. It's too early.
But just take a look. Pay attention to what's happening on the inside of you, and you will see that you have identified with your mother and been turned away from your father, and as a result, you have not returned to God because you're never going to love God unless you love your earthly father. It's just not going to happen.
Interesting.
And your mother is not an angel at all. She's covering it all up.
you know, Jesse, it's life's complicated, isn't it?
It is, but it doesn't have to be. Only if you live in your imagination is complicated.
For
but
sure.
When you overcome the imagination, all thoughts are all lies all the time, it's quite simple.
You're right, yeah.
Are you doing my silent prayer?
No, I don't know. I don't even know what that is. I didn't know you had a silent prayer.
Yeah, go to rebuildingaman.com/prayer and start doing it. You still do your little hooping and hollering, praying to God, yelling and begging and whining and whatever, right?
Yeah, right. Asking for money and stuff, yep.
Right. Still do that, and then be still and know the Father. And he'll allow you to see what's really going on. It'll blow your mind. It'll make you free.
Thank you, Jesse. Jesse, question for you before I let go.
Yes.
Why don't you, I know you do the bond stuff, which is really cool. But have you ever done like a traditional like church service? And why aren't you doing that?
What's a traditional church service?
You know, like what normal contemporary church is like. They have worship in the beginning and then a sermon.
Oh, it's all fake. It's just emotional.
Oh, yeah.
I
see.
It's not the way Christ meant for human beings to teach one another. It's just, it's like going to a bar.
Yeah. It's like a social event, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. And it does nothing for no one except make them feeling good. I've spoken a lot of those churches, though, but it's just, you're not, You don't want to encourage people to become more emotional. You want to show them how to overcome emotions because emotions are evil and they are not necessary.
Yeah,
the good ones and the bad ones.
Yeah. Well, that's interesting. Yeah, because like I said, I'm a worship leader, and you know, I'm an on staff worship leader. So you know, it's one of my I'm employed to do this.
I'm sorry to hear that. Well, it's your job. Yeah, that's fine. Then you're doing it for the money.
Oh, no, I do it. I do it for the Lord. You know, I think worship.
I thought you said you get paid to do it.
Well, yeah. Well, you know what, though, Jesse? I've done it for free for over 10 years.
Now. Right. No, ain't nothing wrong with you. Got to have a job, so that's fine. We have come into this house to lift up holy hands and worship you. We have
Jesse, you're an incredible singer, dude. I don't understand. Why don't you need to have some worship on your bond meeting?
Okay.
Starring you.
All right. But do the silent prayer so you can see what you're missing inside of you. And I'm telling you, it'll be great.
Jesse, thank you so much. I really appreciate you just taking my call.
Are you black?
I'm not, no.
You white?
No, I'm not white. I am Hispanic. I'm Salvadorian.
Oh, you sound white.
Oh, I do?
Yeah. What the?
That's a good thing, right? What? Amazing!
That's right. All right, buddy. Call me again. So... Do the prayer. Let me know how it goes. Amazing!
Will do, brother. Take care, man.
All right. 888-775-3773. Super chat.
Super chat.
Over on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, Greenwald gives a correction on his biblical question answer.
Okay.
Because he was thinking works of the flesh. He says, oh, I didn't realize what works of the flesh meant. Laughing face emoji. Well, let's say I live in the world to stay by the Holy Father's side. So he's not talking about why he carries out the works of the flesh. He's just saying why he lives in the world. That's what he meant.
Oh, so, but was he responding to the biblical?
He was trying to the first time.
Oh.
Why do you carry out the works of the flesh?
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you, buddy. Amazing.
I sort of picked up on that.
Nice.
Pastor Chatelet donated a Rumble rant. 30% of people killed by the KKK were white people. All were Republicans. Wake up, or big smile, the emoji.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Age of Inversion says blacks kill more whites every year than the total of number of blacks lynched in the century after the Civil War.
Absolutely.
What do the Juneteenth callers have to say about that?
They don't care.
Yeah.
They're like, what? White life don't matter to people nowadays. Not at all. It's unfortunate. I guess unfortunate. I mean, nobody care about nobody anyway. But they don't care about no white life.
Indeed.
Amazing. Thank you.
Chill and Lean bought a coffee. Genesis 17, 9 through 10. God said unto Abraham, thou shalt keep my covenant therefore, and thy seed after thee in their generations. This is my covenant which ye shall keep between me and you and thy seed after thee. Every man, child among you shall be circumcised. This is probably the main reason, he says, Chill and Lean, that Jewish Christians and Muslims practice circumcision.
Where did he read that from?
From Genesis, way back in the
But in the Old Testament, they were doing that, but not in the New Testament. It's not required. It's circumcision now is spiritual. It's of the spirit, not of the physical. But they did do it in the Old Testament.
Yep.
Thank you.
On Rumble, a Rumble rant, FK Skidmarks. Those dogs aren't dangerous. Get it straight, one daddy-o. They're called nanny dogs for a reason. Do the research. It's ignorance of the owner that makes them violent. Don't be ignorant.
What dogs?
I don't know. It must be. It sounds like he's referring to somebody else in the chat.
Oh.
About pit bulls or I don't know what dogs are nanny dogs.
I don't know what you're referring to, but thank you.
Yes. Regardless, thank you for the support.
Absolutely.
And shout out to the top contributors over on DLive. Aries 1, Reese Niederberg, Games for Rec, Kid Combo 1.0, Wolf 336. Thanks for the support, guys. And some more coffees that have come in. Derek, 5 coffees. Happy Juneteenth, Jesse and Eggsperts. I was born on this date, and it was Father's Day. My mother turned me away from him, and I've hated her all these years, but reconciliation is the only way to God's presence. Love y'all.
Amazing. Thank you.
Nice, Derek.
Yeah, enjoy yourself.
5 coffees from Harmony. Best talk show on this side of heaven, Heart.
Amazing. Thank you.
And another 10 coffees. Very generous from Harmony. Keep with it. Keep with it. Keep with it.
Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. I'm telling you, you will not regret it. Stay with it, folks. Stay on that straight and narrow path, and you will be able to do the if poem. Really. That poem is so right on the money. I wish I could meet Rudyard. What's his name?
Rudyard Kipling.
I wish I could have had the opportunity to meet him. He would have to be living that to know that. That's what the New Testament is all about for men and women. Amazing. Thank you.
And thank you, guys. I do believe that is all for now.
Amazing. Thank you. Let me go to Texas and talk to Sabian. Welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hey, Sabian, you're on the air.
Hey, how's it going, Jesse?
All is well.
Haven't talked to you in a couple years, but it's great to talk to you again.
Thank you.
I want to get your advice about, I just switched jobs, and I thought it was a job I was really going to enjoy, but miserable. My bosses are micromanagers, and I just can't stand it.
And your question is what?
What do you think I should do? Should I just leave it? Should I give it a chance? I just really can't work with the kind of bosses I'm working with.
Number one, drop the anger about it. Be grateful. And then you will see how to deal with where you are. And if you need to move to another job, it will happen naturally. But you got to drop the anger. You got to learn to be grateful no matter what situation you're in. You are not the situation. So drop the thoughts about it. Drop the anger and take it one day at a time.
Okay. I don't think I'm angry, but I guess being discouraged does get me thinking about anger, I guess.
Yeah, your discouragement is anger because you shouldn't be feeling anything about it. It's enough to see that you're working with some bad people right now or whatever the situation is, but you're wrong for being discouraged and all that. Because if you hold on to that, you're going to end up going to another job. It's going to be even worse than the job you have. It's enough to see that this is not where you want to be, but don't have an opinion about it. Just see it.
That's a very good way of looking at it.
Yeah, don't call it good or bad. Just see it, and it will work itself out for you.
All right, Jesse, thanks a lot. I just want to say get well soon. I'm glad to talk to you again, and I'm going to be thankful for what I got. And
yeah.
Happy Juneteenth.
And whatever problem the people are having, your boss and whomever, that's their issue. Those are their problems and not yours at all. So don't resent them because they have issues. That's on them.
That is very eye-opening as well.
All right. Thank you, buddy.
All right, Jesse. Take care, man. Take care, everybody. Appreciate you guys.
Thank you. I am so out of time. The Hate Report is coming up now. And Big Bob is here with Hate Today.
Amazing.
Amazing. And then after Hate, Joel Friday TV at 11 a.m. Be Black. And then the American Anchor Baby at 12 noon. Get on that straight and narrow, folks. I don't care what happens. Stay there. Stay there. And keep your eyes on you. From within. You cannot, will not, ain't not going to go wrong. Men and women, drop the anger. Forgive. Do the silent prayer, rebuildingtheman.com/prayer. rebuildingtheman.com/prayer. And thank you all for your support. I appreciate it. Continue to support. We got a lot of work to do. The Hate Report is coming up now. Juan out of Washington and Wayne out of Texas. And the person that just dropped, I'm out of time. Tomorrow is Bible Thumper Thursday. No women's forum tomorrow night, ladies. But Bible Thumper Thursday tomorrow. Have a good day, y'all. Thank you.
Boy, you better stand up and up. Put your hand up and hut. Because if you don't, then we lose. And then we got to hear the fake news. Whoa.
So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer, and I want you to start doing it. You just download it, get the points of how to do it, and then after a while, you just do it on your own. It's going to point you in the right direction that your life will be returned to you from God. He will give you your life back, because anyone and all people who has anger, they're not themselves. You are the person that you are angry at. That's why it's so important to get to know yourself so that you can see who you're angry at. And if you're doing the hooping and hollering prayers and things like that, some people get up, oh, praise the Lord, hoop and holler, bless my mama, bless my daddy. Continue to do it. Do both. You will see if you want to stay with the hooping and hollering or do you want to be still and know God. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church. Other than sex, I wonder, why would a man even need a woman today? Women don't know how to cook. They don't know how to clean. They're in competition with men. They don't want to be wives and mothers. Some want to get married, but they don't want to live in that proper position of life. Because the only purpose of marriage is to have a family. And that's been known forever. And so if you don't want to have children, there is no need to get married. And so I was wondering, why would a man even get married today? I never thought I'd see the day when women would be come out of her natural role and be like a man. Even though she hate that role, when she's with a man that's weak, she hate him. But if he try to be strong, she'll stop it. I never imagined that. You're seeing good destroyed and abnormal is presented as normal.